Well, it has been a big week for conversations around climate change. But it's not only activists, scientists, political leaders, or students who are making their voices heard, whether it was at the UN Climate Action Summit or the climate strikes and rallies that have been happening even across Winnipeg and across the country. One Winnipeg artist is expressing her concerns visually. Anya Studer was born and raised in Switzerland, and she's been in Winnipeg for the past 20 years. That makes her a Winnipegger. And she's formed a special relationship with the province and its wildlife. And that's what's inspired her new exhibition at the Forks. It's called Protect What You Love. And she joins me in the studio. Good morning, Anya.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Your new exhibition launched just last night. So thank you for coming in at 7:30 in the morning. How did it go?
It went really well. The response was really great. There was a lot of people coming. So I was very overwhelmed by the response.
Okay. Describe the artwork that you're showing in this exhibition.
The artwork, it's an old way of painting within it's encaustic. So it's an old way of painting with beeswax, damar, which is sap from trees, and then pigments in it. And it's so you create layers and layers of wax and you fuse them with heat. So I use a torch to do that. And I integrate drawings that I do. So the age painting is kind of a abstract landscape in the background. And then it has an animal on it that I do in ink. And each painting really tells the story of one of these Manitoba animals and one of the reasons why their existence or survival is kind of increasingly challenged through pollution, through deforestation, through habitat loss, plastic pollution in the ocean, so many reasons. So I always kind of just picked one of the reasons. There's oftentimes many reasons that affect one animal, but I picked one of the reasons and I just tried to tell that story in one painting.
You sent me some images of the painting and it's stunning. Mm-hmm. The encaustic process seems very involved. And what I loved when you mentioned that abstract background, how that had some kind of link to the animal. So there is definitely a message there. Can you tell us some of the animals that you picked to focus on?
Yeah, so one of the animals, it's the bison. So I thought that was a fitting thing for Manitoba. I had to include one. And bisons were hunted to extinction, almost to extinction in the 19th century. So like less than 100 remained by the end of the 1880s. And now there's only, I think there's less than 10 herds that are actually free roaming. So, you know, that's a perfect example of what can happen when humans don't respect nature and just take, always just take. So there's only very few existing now. And that is now happening with so many other animals. So I think there was a report that I read, and again, I'm not a scientist, but there was like 150 or 200 animals, it stated, or species of plants, animals that go extinct every day, which it's just a mind-blowing number. And for an artist who's inspired by nature, and that's the work that I do, it just saddens me and kind of really made me, I think, go into this direction as well to kind of honor what inspires me and to try to do my part to protect it.
Give us a list of the rundown of the animals that you're featuring in this exhibition.
Yeah,
that you
for sure.
Out.
So I also did a burrowing owl, a polar bear, a beluga, a pike. Now I have to think.
There's quite a few,
There's
right?
quite a few. There was like 17 animals overall. So like puma, there was a lynx, polar bear. Yeah. I did a couple of versions of a polar bear. I did a couple of versions of the beluga. So there's a couple of the animals that really stand out to me when I think about Manitoba, and I wanted to do a couple of versions of them. So.
Which pieces are you particularly either proud of or have a special meaning to you?
Probably the beluga, especially the smaller version of it. It kind of had like a real graphic pattern of little water bottles, like plastic water bottles in the background, and just a really dense pattern of them. And then the beluga I did in a lot smaller, so it kind of looks like it's getting lost in the pollution, which I think worked out really well. And it really shows what's happening. And then the other one's probably the large polar bear. It's the largest piece I've done so
far. How large?
It's 36 by 36 inches. So I know there's some encaustic artists worldwide that work very large, but I've always kind of worked small. So it was a challenge for me personally to do something that was a lot bigger. So, and it's a polar bear and, you know, they've always, I don't know why, I think I got my, growing up in Switzerland, we do not have polar bears there. So I got a polar bear as my first stuffed animal when I was like a year and a half, and I still have it to this day. So,
is that the one with those ice cream cones in the background, which I thought was quite a, it's not an immediate connection, but that you, the person, the audience, I think, kind of knows where you're, what point you're making with that.
Yeah, exactly. Once you kind of look at it closer, you realize that the ice cream is actually the earth. So it's the world and it's melting over top of the ice cream cone. And it's like, it's just a repeating that pattern in the background. And then the polar bear is sitting in the front.
We've been talking about climate change a lot over the past few years, certainly the past few months, and definitely this week.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hear and you see a lot of people, scientists, figureheads, activists, Greta Thunberg, of course, now everyone knows her name. What power do artists have in this conversation that these other voices don't?
Sometimes when you hear these voices or you hear the scientists or you read the numbers, it's just a number on a paper. It's somebody just talking. I think as an artist, you can make that emotional connection through a piece of art that maybe makes people think a little bit. When they maybe it's easy to ignore the numbers sometimes and somebody just speaking, it's maybe you just respond to a painting beat, the colors and everything, and then maybe you think about the message of it.
I'm curious about some of the reaction that you got from the public at your launch last night.
You know what? A lot of like just, it was really nice to see people actually care and get the message that I was trying to do and thanking me. Like that was so interesting that people actually thanked me for doing this kind of work. So that told me too that I think there is a place for artists to make their voice heard and to play their part to make a change. So, and I think that kind of just shows you that each person can really make a change. We sometimes feel very overwhelmed by the crisis that's going on and it's very hopeless sometimes, or you feel hopeless, but each person can really make a difference, even if it's small, even if it's increasing awareness through art.
You grew up in Switzerland and I know you left a while ago. You've been here for 2 decades, but have you noticed a difference in the way Europe and North America view climate change?
I think, yeah. And I think Greta actually said something really interesting in one of her interviews that I thought kind of hit the nail on the head. It was that in where she was coming from in Europe, it was a fact. And here it still seems to be something that people either choose to believe or not. So there's still, you still hear these people that don't believe it. I was in an elevator a couple of days ago and somebody said, it was an elderly man that talking to a group of other elderly people. And he said, oh, it's all fake news. The climate change. There's nothing going on. This is just normal.
So when you were growing up in Switzerland, there was a different feeling about
Yeah, even like from the time I was very young, it was all about protecting the environment, using resources in kind of a responsible way. Recycling. I remember when I first came here and it was really hard to recycle things here versus to me, it was just normal.
Anya, thank you so much for this conversation. The launch was last night, but I know that some of the paintings will be up until the end of October.
Till the end of October, okay. Yes.
And that's happening at the Forks. Anya, thank you so much for this. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anya Studer is a local artist, and you can check out her exhibition. It's called Protect What You Love. It's at the Johnston Terminal at the Forks, open to everyone, and runs until the end of October.